Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody, amen, in the world. How many know, glory to God, that will not save your soul? Oh, I can't get enough. You might revive the devil, compromise, devil save, glory to God. Won't you give me? You can do whatever you do. It's all right to do it. But how many know, amen, you can't do what you want to do and get into his gate?
That's right.
Because there won't be no sickness there. There won't be no crying there. There won't be no marriage there. There won't be no hurt there. There won't be no sin there. Come on, give God praise. Won't be no pain. Won't be no suffering. Won't be no dying there. Come on. Amen. All it would be his love, his power, his life. Hallelujah. Come on, say life. I don't know about you, but I don't mind doing life with Jesus. Come on, say God. I'm going to do life with you, not with the devil. I don't mind doing life with God. So when you do life with God, come on, that's sweetness. That's kindness. That's joy. That's peace. That's temperance. Oh, I can say people. See, when you do life with God, amen, your whole life is all right.
Yeah.
And we don't have to wait till we die to have that kind of life.
Come on now.
The only thing we can do is to say, Lord, I receive you as my personal Savior. Lord, no longer will I do it my way, but I'm going to do it your way. Oh, come on. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to do it his way. I'm going to get myself out the way. I'm going to get my butt out the way, amen, and get myself in his way. Come on, somebody. And sometimes we have to abandon abusive friendships. Oh, I can't get nobody. Come on, somebody. Huh?
Yeah.
There are four kind of people in your life. Those who add, those who subtract, those who divide, and those who multiply.
That's right.
Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, amen. You got to have the right people in your life that's going to help you. Some people, your friend, one moment, as soon as you get them mad, they don't like you no more. That's not salvation. That is not the blood of Christ. That's not the love of Christ. God loved me. Jesus loved me when I'm wrong. And he loved me when I'm right. Oh, come on. And we don't have to feel guilty because the blood's so powerful. Amen. We don't have to feel guilty no more. Let's see your neighbor say, ain't guilty. I'm almost done. Romans 12 and 21 say, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Come on, somebody. Amen. You call people done evil to you, don't do evil back to them.
Right.
Because you're just keeping that man forward. You got to learn how to show the love of Christ and walk in his fellowship. Come on. And when you show the love of Christ, you walk in his fellowship for love. Come on, somebody. And guess what? In that fellowship, you ain't going to be tempted to fall to your flesh, to fall to temptation, to fall to carnality, to fall to all of these things that fight against your spirit. Come on. Amen. Why? Because your spirit is where God imparts. Your mind is where the devil imparts. Oh, I can't get nobody. And that's why he said if we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I'm not just talking about SCH. I'm talking about the lust of not wanting to live for Christ. Not wanting to live holy. Not wanting to give your life completely to God. Amen. That you can do something for him. Amen. Because the last time I heard, you can serve in harmony to you, throw your hands up and say, I swear to serve my country. Come on, somebody. And when you give your life to the Lord, listen. When you give your life to the Lord, you say, God, I honor your blood, and I decree and declare that I'm going to serve you for the rest of my days. And that's what the cross represents. It represents that I have switched partners. Oh, come on, somebody. I have switched from the wrong, and I've turned to the right. I've turned my back from the real, from the bad things, and I turned my thing to the good things. Oh, come on, somebody. That's what the cross represents. They abandoned abusive friendships.
Abandoned abusive friendships.
Jesus knew they was all saying they would love him and Messiah, thank you, oh, he's a mighty one, doing miracles, and everybody was loving him, wasn't it? But as soon as everything went bad, he couldn't find no friends. He couldn't find nobody to fellowship with. Listen. He couldn't find nobody to fellowship with. Amen. So when you're doing good, everybody want to lie. But when you're doing bad, you can't find nobody. But see, what I like about Jesus, listen, no music. What I like about Jesus, amen, that, amen, he loved me when I'm up, and he loved me when I'm down. And I need to, amen, be in that type of covenant, and amen, that it don't matter what's going on in my life, I know he got my back. Come on, somebody. No, I'm talking about Jesus.
Come on now.
See, when you got Jesus, give me about 5 more minutes. When you got Jesus, you compliment someone today. When you got love, amen, you'll find something to talk to compliment somebody. Amen. Tell them you sure look nice.
Right.
I sure love your car. Your house is beautiful.
Right.
You know, your skin is so looks so nice. Your children are anointed.
Yes.
I've been praying for you because I want mine to act like yours.
Right.
You know, I have no jealousy in me because my gift is not your gift.
Yes.
And if there, I believe in God cannot reign where there's jealousy.
Right.
You don't have the love of Christ if you're jealous of your brother and your
right.
Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. If you are jealous, you won't do like those that was with Jesus and mock him, talk about him, and put him down. Only thing he's trying to do, amen, is make a way for our soul to come out of captivity. Amen. And so, amen, all of us here, amen, on King Rivers, come on, somebody. Everybody on my team here at the Rivers Church, amen, we ought to come on together, amen, because there's some people that need to come to Calvary. Oh, come on, somebody. There's some people that need Jesus. And if we're out and in and out and in, come on, y'all, and I'm not talking about nobody because I've been out. And I've been in. Ain't none of y'all been no toe up more than me. Come on, ain't nobody, come on, somebody. Hey, come on, I can't get nobody. Ain't nobody been messed up more than me. Ain't nobody say they were saved and still, come on, running the streets. Come on, I can't get nobody. Ain't nobody cussed and still saved more than I did. Come on, I talk about me, but if you can save a wretched like me.
Come on now.
Oh, come on, somebody, I talk about me. If I stole my time, but he still made a way.
Come on.
Oh, come on. I was a fornicator, but he still made a
way.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I was an adultery, but he still made a
way.
Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, give God praise. I'm going to swing you up, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. I ain't got no amen right to point at nobody because, amen, I've been in the dungeon. And I know how to be a page. And how to be around. Come on, they get nobody. And if we understand that it's only in the blood, oh, that you're going to get, amen, your life on back on track. I don't know about you, but some of y'all came to this morning to get your life back on track. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Because love is so powerful. Love is so beautiful. Amen. Love, amen, will cause you to compliment yourself. When the last time you complimented yourself and say you was handsome and say you were beautiful, you wait for somebody else to tell you and validate you. See, the blood of Jesus validates you. The blood of Jesus validates who you are. Your name don't. Come on. Your skin color don't. Come on. Your bank account don't. Come on, somebody. Amen. But the blood validates who you are. If nobody receives you, come on, God receives you. Oh, I was like, good people right there. Woo! You have to understand that you have to celebrate what God said about you. Oh, come on, somebody. Because if you can't find nobody to celebrate, amen, something good about you, I mean, all I got to do is open your Bible up and he'll say, amen, that you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You the head and not the tail. Come on, somebody. Amen. You are beautiful in my eyesight. Come on. I made the way. I became the curse. Come on, somebody. I took it all. You don't have to be revengeful. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to. You don't have to cuss. You don't have to drink. You don't have to do all these things. All thing you got to do is say, God, I'm willing to be in love with you.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Till I said that, Brother Marshall, amen, I was able to go 2 years without touching anyone. Come on, Uncle Moshop down. Come on, hey, come on. Ain't nobody flesh that print. You ain't print up that one. Dog ain't print up no more than that. Come on. But when you really get the blood in you and really get saved, amen, glory to God, amen, God will clean that stuff up. Oh, come on, somebody. The blood will clean it all up. Some of us make decisions, come on, somebody, out of our faith instead of out of the word. Come on, somebody. But I believe today we are going to make decisions out of the word. Say, I'm getting ready. Say, get ready, get ready.
Get ready, get ready.
That hurt is leaving. Revengeful is leaving. Discouragement is leaving. Come on, get ready, get ready. All of these things that's been binding you up is leaving you right now. The spirit of divorce is leaving. I can't get nobody. Woo! If you don't deal with this little tormenting spirit, you'll be turned over to a tormenting spirit. And God said, I love you so much that you cannot be tormented. You will not be tormented by demons, by your past, your hurts, events that's happened in your life. In my closing.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Holy Spirit,
speak. Woo. Woo. Yes, God. Woo, God. First John 4:18 said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. When you have fear to live for God, you're going to live in torment. When you have fear to commit to the house of prayer, to commit to reading your Bible, it's torment. You're tormenting yourself. The devil is sitting back. He's not, I'm not present. Only God is.
That's right. That's right.
And he said, Ephesians 6:12 says, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You ain't wrestling against your family that don't like you. You're not wrestling against your spouse. You're not wrestling against your children, people on your job. You're not wrestling against your neighbors and all that. Come on, somebody. Your exes and all that. Huh? Come on, some of your exes in Georgia. Some of your exes in Florida. We still arguing and fussing and upset about that. Come on, somebody. Some of your exes, glory to God, they done went on.
Right.
Come on. I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about even friendships.
Right.
Some people mad because they ain't friends with me. The friends they call it. We used to be so upset because our friends, we thought we'd be with our lives for a long time. Sometimes people are just in your life for a season.
Right.
Oh, come on, somebody. So one thing about God, he's always in your life.
Right.
Amen. He's in summer, winter, spring, and fall. When things ain't going right, Jesus is there. Oh, come on. When things are going wrong, Jesus. Oh, I can't get no money. When you got 10,000 in your account, Jesus is. When you got 10 cents in your account, Jesus is. Come on, somebody. If God is saying, glory to God, amen, he wants you saved when you're up. Not come on, somebody. And not just while, amen, he wants you saved while you're down. Excuse me, not just when you're up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Huh? Ephesians 4:26 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Right.
When you got something wrong, don't the uncarpenter say, you know what, we got to deal with this. Why? Because if we don't, it's going to build up to a point where somebody's going to get bitter. Yeah. Come on, somebody.
Come on now.
Come on, somebody. Get bitter.
Speak Holy Spirit.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Huh?
God is not pleasured by the streaks of gold or clouds of angels. But every time you expect a miracle, you create a river of pleasure. Come on.
Come on now.
How many know, glory to God, this morning because you showed up, you created a river of pleasure to God.
Amen.
God is pleased with you. Come on. Because you came before the altar. Come on, let us all sing. And as we prepare ourselves, come on, somebody, to come down to the altar, we come against the Spirit of doubt. Come on, somebody. Spirit of doubt is the spirit of condemnation. God is what? Greater than our hearts. God is greater than our thoughts. Jesus, amen, he continued on the cross. There was one of the criminals there. Come on, somebody. And the criminal, he looked at him. He saw the Messiah for who he were. I'm saying this morning, you got to see Jesus for who he is. Hallelujah. Let us come down to the altar. See Jesus for who he is. Asking everybody to come to the altar because this is the most holy place in the sanctuary. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We need God on our side. This is the most holy time, the most holiest place. Listen. God is dealing with all of us. That all of us, including me, God says he's calling us to come back up to a higher place of fellowship. And on this Resurrection Sunday, God said that this fellowship is a memorial unto him, that we will be able to remember this day. And the thief on the cross, he looked at Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me. And that's what God is saying. That all of us here, that he's going to bring us in remembrance. So every eye closed. Every eye closed. Come closer. Y'all come closer to the altar. You come closer. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sacred time. Sacred place. The sacred place. Moment. The presence of God. This holy time. This time of purity, this time of forgiveness, this time of honor, this time of glory. Hallelujah. Would there be one that would want to rededicate their life or want to give their life to the Lord? Every eye closed. I want you just to wave your hand. Wave your hand at this point. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like everyone to repeat after me. Say, Lord, I repent of my sins. Lord, come into my heart and be my Lord. Lord, I'm going for the rest of my days. I renounce Satan and all his works. I find everything cursed from me on my daddy and mama's side. And I feast your blood in my life. And God, I release the power that rose you on Thursday. And I thank you, Jesus, that I'm no hopeful of about that I'm blessed and not cursed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want everyone to take their communion out. I want everyone to take their communion out. Amen. Everyone can take it now because I lead everyone into repentance. Oh, is that good?
Amen.
Nobody has to be bound. Everybody gonna leave out better and not bitter. Everybody gonna leave out not upset. Hallelujah. But they're gonna leave out, amen, delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many feel the presence of God? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's just pray for one more. For I have received from the Lord that which also I've delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Here the Lord said, I'm breaking the spirit of betrayal.
Hallelujah.
There have been some people in your life that betrayed you. But God said, after we take this communion, it's going to break the spirit of betrayal. Friends, family, people have been betrayed. God said, I'm revealing it, but I'm healing it. Come on, somebody. I'm healing the spirit of betrayal. He was betrayed and took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take eat. Lord, we give thanks for this now. For this, God, represent your body. We put your body into our body. It represents strength. It represents newness. It represents power. It represents strength. It represents healing, emotionally, mentally, psychologically. God, that as they take this, oh God, bread that represents your body, Lord Jesus, on the last day before you was led up to be crucified for the remission of our sins, God, you had dinner with your disciples. And God, we sit at your feet as the disciples did. As everyone here, we are, while we are remembering and symbolizing, you said, do not forget to do this. And God, we take God and break and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This means that you was part of the, you took part of the sacrifice by faith. This means you're taking part of the new covenant, the reason why he died. Amen. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Take, drink. You just put his blood in your blood. Father, you're no longer under the curse, but you're under the blessing. Come on, just praise.